إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل دلالة في النار، وبعد. All praise is due to Allah. We laud Him, beseech His help, and in Him we seek forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischiefness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our actions. Whoever Allah guides, no one can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leaves to be left astray, no one will be able to guide him. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. He is alone, He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam is His abd and His rasul, His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah with just fear and do not die except in the state of Islam as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who created you from one soul, and from that one soul its mate, and from the two of them countless men and women spread abroad in multitudes. And remember the wombs that bore you and keep the ties of relations with you. For surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say the kalima, La ilaha illallah, qawlan sadida. If you do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you of your sins and repair and make restoration on your actions and deeds. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, they have already achieved the greatest of successes. And after this, to what it follows, surely the best speech is the book of Allah. And the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. And the worst of all things in this deen are newly invented matters. For every newly invented matter in this deen is an accursed and wretched innovation. And every accursed and wretched innovation is a going astray. And every astray is in the hellfire. We all know, brothers and sisters in Islam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created diseases. And for every disease that Allah Azza wa Jal has created, He has created a cure for it. And there isn't one disease that there isn't a cure for. There are many diseases like tuberculosis, like asthma, like pleurisy, like AIDS, like leprosy, like malaria and cholera. All of these diseases and diseases that are to come because of the actions of the human being, diseases that will be worse than the ones that preceded them, that will come, according to the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every single one of them has a cure. And with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also tested us with spiritual diseases. Diseases of the heart, diseases of the soul. And each member of our bodies contributes to those types of diseases, whether they be physical or spiritual. One of the diseases or one of the instruments or organs that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us that will either be for us and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it for us, or against us and we seek the protection of Allah from this instrument being against us. One of those organs is the tongue. The tongue. That instrument that sends more people toppling on their faces or on their noses on the day of resurrection into the hellfire than any other instrument, including the sexual organ. The tongue, brothers and sisters, is a vicious, vicious tool that Allah created for the zikr of Allah and for tilawatul Qur'an and things like it. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this tongue to remember Him and to recite the Qur'an.
But this piece of flesh that is between our jaws gets most of us, gets many of us into big trouble in this life and in the next. Today, inshallah, brothers and sisters in Islam, we like to talk about that disease in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called an-namima. An-namima, brothers and sisters in Islam, is that disease that Muslims have fallen into, of which people sit around and listen to the conversations of others, and then they spread those things that they have heard, which causes fitna among the Muslims. It causes discord among brothers and sisters. It causes disunity and discord among married couples. And we don't have any clue whatsoever on the gravity, on the seriousness, on the serious nature of what we have said. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was revealed the Quran. The Quran was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in his book, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاتِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. O you who believe, when a person like this person called a fasiq comes to you, a rebellious individual, someone who is majhul al-adala, someone who you don't know about their character, how is their khuluq, when they come to you with any type of news, فَتَبَيَّنُوا, then verify it. أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ. Why? Why should you verify it? That you may cause some people some harm out of ignorance, not knowing the whole story of what you've heard. That you may cause the Muslims some harm out of ignorance of what you have heard from this person with the news that you didn't verify. فَتُصْبِهُ عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. And then you will regret because of what you did. Brothers and sisters in Islam, and namima is a serious crime and a disease. And there's a cure for it. And one of the cures is to keep our mouths shut when we hear news. And not to convey everything that we hear. For the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said in authentic hadith, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ كَذِبًا أَنْ يُحَدِّثَ بِكُلِّ مَا سَمِعَ. That is sufficient for a person to be considered a liar that they convey everything that they hear. As soon as they hear it, without any verification, without any substantiation, they take that message and they transmit it without even verifying it. Whether it's true or false, it is the duty of the Muslim to cure this disease of namima, of spreading these things among the people, which causes disunity and discord, to verify what they said. And if not, then we must practice the other hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam: "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, falyaqul khayran aw liyasmut." Whoever believes in Allah in the last day, then let him speak good. Let her speak good. Let them speak good. Let them say that which is correct. Let them say that which is true, or shut up, or be quiet. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, brothers and sisters in Islam, he has forbade us telling tales. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us from the inspiration and the revelation that he has received, لا يدخل الجنة القتات, that the قتات will not enter into Jannah. What is the قتات, brothers and sisters? The قتات is the one that sits while people don't know they're sitting, stands while people don't know they're standing, listen on the phone or behind the wall where the office is, when they know they can hear something without the people knowing it, listen to their conversation in a manner that the people don't know it, and then they spread those conversations. This person doesn't enter into Jannah. And then the qattat, after hearing that and spreading it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Prophet has said about them that the qattat is cursed. And part of the curse is that they won't enter to the Jannah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, when we hear any type of information about someone, about any Muslim, we should not, it is important, it is imperative, mandatory enough, not to spread that information about that individual, even if it's true. And in addition to this, we must verify everything that we've heard. It is important, brothers and sisters in Islam, that we don't say things about people that we don't have knowledge. Because there are angels who are seated on the right and the left of us that write down everything that we say, even the groaning and the moaning. As Tawus, radiallahu anhu, one of the tabi'un, said that Imam Ahmed, radiallahu anhu, wa rahimahullah, was on his deathbed, and he was moaning and groaning from the pangs of death. And Tawus, radiallahu anhu, said that Imam Ahmed was told, when he was making the sound, no legible words, not a discourse, not a treatise, not a book, he wasn't making a khutbah, he was just saying, oh, oh, oh. And Tawus, radiallahu anhu, recorded that he was told, don't say this, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. There's not one statement except that it is written by the one who is seated on the left, that right, or seated on the right. Not one statement. And this caused Imam Ahmed, who was in pain on at death's door, to stop moaning. How much more spreading tales without verification? How much more? The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has given us a hadith with an authentic chain collected by Imam Ahmed in his Musnad on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar and collected by Abu Dawood and Ibn Majah and Al-Hakim rahimahumullah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, من قال في مؤمن ما ليس فيه, whoever says something about a believer that's not true, whoever says there's some type of characteristic or quality in a believer, male or female, that's not correct, أَفْكَنَهُ اللَّهُ رَضْغَةَ الْخَبَالِ حَتَّى يَخْرُجُ مِمَّا قَالِ وَلَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make that person who said that about that believer live, dwell, become one of the inhabitants in the pus of the people in the hellfire, and they won't be able to come out of it until they retract what they said. He's going to make those people who said that about that believer, male or female, Arab or non-Arab, black or white, it doesn't make a difference. Whoever says something about a believer that is not true about them, أَسْكَنَهُ اللَّهُ رَضْغَةَ الْخَبَالِ, Allah is going to make them live in the pus, dwell in the stinking pus of the people of the hellfire. And that pus, brothers and sisters, is not like the pus that comes out of your face from a sore or out of your leg or your arm. This is the pus of the hellfire from the people living in the hellfire. And you won't be able to retract it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's prophet said, Allah will not let you come out of that situation until you retract what you said, and you won't be able to retract it because you knew it was a lie. Because you knew it was an untruth. So brothers and sisters in Islam, we should be very, very careful of not saying things that we have no knowledge of. We should be very, very careful about carrying tales, making namima, carrying tales about things we have no verification for. When you hear a story, sisters, don't get on the phone and say, oh, I just heard that so-and-so, so-and-so. Brothers, don't get on the phone. I just heard that so-and-so got a khura, that so-and-so's getting ready to get a divorce. They're having a problem. This is a big problem for you in the day of resurrection, brothers and sisters. This is a big problem. لا يدخل الجنة قتاد. The قتاد, the نمام, will not enter into جنة. والحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله رب العالمين. ونصلي ونسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. Brothers and sisters in Islam, sometimes situations seem one way and they're not. Sometimes you may look at a situation and it seems as though it is what you think it is and it's not. You may see a man, a brother, a Muslim, your brother in Islam, walking down the street, holding a young lady's hand, and is not who you think that is. It is. You may see a sister with a man, and you think that that man, she's committing an act, and you run with that tale, and that may not necessarily be what it is. We have a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with an authentic chain. And I want especially the sisters listening, to listen very closely to this authentic hadith transmitted and collected by Imam Abu Dawood in his Sunan, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companion Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu said, جاءت امرأة إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ونحن عنده, that a woman came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم while we were with him. فقالت يا رسول الله إن زوجي صفوان بن المعتل يضربني إذا صليت ويفطرني إذا صمت ولا يصلي صلاة الفجر حتى تطلع الشمس. This woman said that my husband, and then she mentioned his name, recorded until Yawm al-Qiyamah in the books of Hadith. It wasn't a nondescript individual. She didn't just say, Inna Zawji. She said, Inna Zawji Safwan ibn al-Mu'attal. She gave his name. It's going to be recorded from now to Yawm al-Qiyamah, inshallah. She said, my husband beats me because I pray. He beats me because I make salah. What do you think about that upstairs, sisters? You sisters who are listening right now, what would you say about a man who beats his wife for making salah? Well, you fulfillni either sumtu, and he makes me break my fast when I fast. Wouldn't you, brother, say this man is a criminal? You would say that this man is a criminal if you heard this story in this masjid or any other masjid. And he doesn't make salah till fajr until the sun completely rises. The hadith goes on and says, فَقَالَ صَفْوَانُ عِنْدَهُ. And our husband Safwan was there. He was there when the woman, his wife, was saying this to the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed the man to give his side of the story. He said, أَمَّا قَوْلُهَا, as for her statement, فَإِنَّهَا تَقْرَأُ بِسُورَتَيْنِ وَقَدْ نَهَيْتُهَا. She reads two surahs, and I have prevented her from reciting two surahs. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam said, لو كانت سورة واحدة تكفت الناس. If there was only one surah, that would be sufficient for the people. In other words, you don't have to recite two and three and four and five surahs. He said, وَأَمَّا قَوْلُهَا يُفَطِّرُنِي. And as for her statement, he makes me break my fast. Listen to what Safwan ibn al-Mu'attal radiallahu anhu said. He said, فَإِنَّهَا تَنْتَلِقُ فَتَسُومُ وَأَنَا رَجُلٌ شَابٌ فَلَا أَصْبِرُ. He said, she goes and she fasts, and I'm a young man. I can't be patient. In other words, I want to have sexual relationships with my wife, and she goes and fasts on her own. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ لَا تَسُومُ امْرَأَةٌ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ زَوْجِهَا. It's not permissible for a woman to fast without the permission of her husband outside the month of Ramadan. You see the other side of the story, brothers? The man looked like a criminal. In your eyes and to your ears, he looked like a criminal. وَأَمَّا قَوْلُهَا لَا إِنِّي لَا أُصَلِّي صَلَاةَ الْفَجْرِ لَا أُصَلِّي حَتَّى تَطْلُعَ الشَّمْسِ. As for her statement, I don't pray until the sun rises, he said, إِنَّ أَهْلُ قَوْمٍ قَدْ عُرِفَ لَنَا ذَاكَ لَا نَكَادُ نَسْتَيْقِذُ حَتَّى تَطْلُعَ الشَّمْسِ. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَإِسْتَيْقَذْتَ فَصَلِّ. أو كما قاله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, as for the statement of my wife who said, I don't pray until the sun rises, I don't make fast until after the sun rises, our people are known to all of you. You all know my people, my tribe. My tribe is the tribe that stays up all night while everyone else is sleeping, and we draw the water for you people. And then, right before Fajr, we're tired, we go to sleep. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you wake up, make the salah. When you wake up, make the salah. So brothers and sisters in Islam, this story, if we only heard half of it, this man would be a zalim. He would be a mujrim. He would be a fasiq. He would be a criminal. And if you ran with that story the way you heard it without the man's explanation, you would be a namam. You would be a qatat. You would be a tail carrier. وَلَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ الْقَتَّاتِ وَفِي رِوَايَةِ مُسْلِمِ النَّمَّامِ. And the person who carries tails, which causes discord, which causes strife, which causes civil disturbance among the Muslims will never go to Jannah. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make us of those who make our tongues incarcerated. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make us of those who verify our stories and don't transmit everything that we hear. And we ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make us of those who are far, far away from the people who give false testimony, not having the true essence of the story or the true meaning of what was said by the people who heard it said. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make us true followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.